Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. So now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome back to Women's Day Thursday. I am your host, Apostle Kashima Douglas. We're getting back in. I was on vacation last month. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody need a vacation. First and foremost, give honor to God who's ahead of my life. I welcome you to come on in, listen in for a few minutes. I have a few things to say. Then we'll be back full force next Thursday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., to deliver the word of God. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about glorifying God. This is no judgment zone. I'm not here to judge you, but I am on here to inspire, uplift, and push you to your purpose. The scripture this morning is coming out of Proverbs 31 and 31 and 1, verse 30 and 31. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. Give her her fruit of her hands and let her own work praise her in the gates. 30, again, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. Give her her fruits of her hand, own works praise in the gates. Father, God, bless you to have your way into our lives today. We give forever. Praise your holy name, Father God. Touch the ones that need to be touched. Heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father God. You know the needs and desires. You know what's going on in their lives before they know it. Continue to guide each and every one of us in the right direction. Put your loving arms around us, Father God, because we know that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and we'll continue to give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. I'm super excited to be back on here to shoot, you know, a few words of encouragement to let you know it's almost the end of the year. What are you doing? Are you still in the same hole you was in? But check this. You have the opportunity to do better, not just for yourself, but for the people that's depending on you. Remember, your testimony is a test, but it's a testimony for someone else to understand that if you got through it, come on here now, they can get through it. Yes, I understand you going through hell. I get it, hands down. Again, this is no judgment zone. Not on it to judge you, but I'm on here to tell you that you can do this. You can get over, be an overcomer of what you're doing. You are a survivor. You are a daughter of a king. I don't care what they say. You're beautifully and wonderfully made. Hold your head up, woman of God. Be strong. If you get weary, that's okay. But don't stay. Remember, my favorite scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, to walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes we need to take our physical glasses off, if you wear glasses, or your contacts out of your eyes and understand and look with your spiritual eyes. When I tell you, baby girl, you will see so much clearer. God will show you which direction to go. He will show you who to talk to, when to talk to him, what to say, and how to say it. Get in a Bible-based church so they can teach you how to do those things. You must read the word for yourself. This is mandatory in this walk. Excuse me, you must read the word for yourself. Yes, I understand. Granny prayed for us. We talk about me. And Mima and Big Mama prayed for us. But do you have a relationship with the Lord for yourself? When was the last time you just sat back, rather in your car, your garage, in your room, the bathroom, the table, and just sat there and had a conversation with God? When? Remember, he's not going to force himself on you. He's standing there with open arms. It's us. I'm going to talk about me. So you stay saved and sit in the church. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it with you. I have to be honest with you. It's mandatory. It's necessary in this season to spend some time with God. I say this all the time. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. No, absolutely not. But start somewhere and read it. Whether you do one or two scriptures a day, start somewhere. God hears you. He knows your voice, sweetheart. He knows his children. He knows you. Wipe your face off. I'm sure you've been crying. It's okay to cry. You're supposed to let it out because pressure will kill you. Think about it. A balloon, you said it putting water in the balloon. You said it putting water in the balloon. And then at a certain point, the balloon is going to bust. Strokes and heart attacks are serious in women these days. Woman of God, if you need me, I'm here. You can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook and leave a message, Apostle, I need you. Or you can text me at 346-419-2529 and say, Apostle Kashima, can we talk? Absolutely. And hear me well. What we talk about is between you, myself, and God. That's it. If you want someone else to know, that's on you. I still have the blessed all. If you need it, text me or inbox me. Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. I'm here. God put me in this position to let you know that you're not alone. God put me in this position to let you know that you can do this. Through all the hell you've been through. You know, I can talk about me. I tell you about me. I'm a domestic violence survivor. I was molested. I'm a survivor. I was raped. I'm a survivor. I was physically and mentally abused. I'm a survivor. And you can do the same. I have 4 kids out of wedlock. Yes, me, Kashima. I did. And it's okay because God forgave me, so I forgave myself. My third marriage, yes, me, Apostle Kashima Douglas, Kashima at the end of the day. But check this out. God already had it in plan for what I was going to go through to get me where I'm at today. Come on, somebody. God already ordained what I needed to do to let you know that you can do this. Remember, I'm always here if you need to talk to me. I'm always a whisper, a smoke signal, as they say, away. Send me SOS signal. Apostle Kashima needs to talk. Inbox me. Text me. I'm here. If you're in the Houston area, I will come meet you and pray with you. If you need a church home, come visit us at 6705 HAIGHT Street, Houston, Texas, 77028 at 1130 every Sunday. We are Deliverance Church. We would lay hands, pray, and intercede for you. Seriously. We don't play games at the Abba House. We say what we mean, and we mean what we say. And we have Bible study every Friday. You can go to Abba House on Facebook, ABBAHOUSE on Facebook. Before I let you go, let me give you these three keys I always say. Excuse me. Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You don't have to know, again, all 66 books of the Bible. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't know. God will meet you right there where you at and help you get where you need. I'm going to give you these three keys before we get off of here, because I just wanted to come on and give a little pep talk this morning to get you prepared for next Thursday and what the Lord has for you. It's for you, sweetheart. One, get you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. You're welcome to join us at the Abba House International here in Houston, Texas at 6705 Haight Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. And we are on Facebook every Sunday at 1130. And make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and talking the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. Now, remember, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. But know this, God got you, and I'm right there with you as well. You're not by yourself. Remember, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Reach out. God's arms is right there. I hope you guys was blessed on this morning. Tune in for Monday, for Man Up Monday with Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas, and tune in again with me Thursday for Women's Day Thursday. Know that I love you. And so does God. Have a blessed, phenomenal day. And keep pushing through. Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook and Abba House on Facebook. Grace and peace.